Good day, my name is Shaza, and this is going to be the first episode of my series, Do We Live in a Black Hole? So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to explain other theories that relate to this theory, and I would say possibly make this theory true, but it's no mathematical logic or maths behind this theory, actually. There's another scientist or few scientists that thought about this theory, but I can't write the maths about it, but I'm here to explain it and other theories that scientists have come up with, some proven, some not yet proven, but if you put them all together, this theory unifies them and makes one ultimate theory. Okay, so today we're going to talk about the Big Bang. What is the Big Bang? The Big Bang simply states that the universe began from infinitely small, infinitely dense point in space, which is called singularity, and that exploded, but we don't know how it exploded. We just know that that exploded and it's created all the mass and everything that we know in the universe, the gas, the clouds, the particles, everything. And ever since then, the universe has been expanding. Now, Einstein came up with a theory of relativity, where in that theory it states that space-time, which is basically the fabric of space, is a thing. And this theory states that space-time has been stretching. Ever since the Big Bang happened, space-time has been stretching. Okay, so that's the ending of the Big Bang theory, the introduction of the Big Bang. The universe began 14.8 billion years ago from a small point. Ever since then, it exploded, creating everything that we have today. Technically created clouds that cool down into stars and planets that we have today. Ever since then, it's expanding at an exponential rate. Keep that in mind. And yeah, that's more or less about it. Till the next time, we shall talk about another theory that relates to, do we live in a black hole or not? So yeah, thank you for listening.